We can hardly keep up with Mary as she trots along the dusty roads that lead from Nazareth up to the hill country. As soon as the angel left her, she grabbed a few things and packed a lunch, told her mother she'd be back eventually, and left. She hadn't seen Elizabeth in a very long time, and she had no visit to visit now, really, except as soon as the angel told her about Elizabeth's pregnancy, Mary knew exactly where she needed to be. No one else, she figured, would even begin to understand what had just happened to her, except another woman who was experiencing the miracle of a miracle child. Elizabeth was old. She shouldn't have had a baby, and yet she was. Mary was young, and she had just said yes to being part of something that included a baby. She had no idea what that meant, but there was one thing that she did know. For the first time in her life, Mary made a choice for herself. It was a choice that she had a feeling might bring her some trouble. But when the angel told her what God had in mind, she knew, even before the angel finished talking, what she was going to say. God had chosen her. Nobody except Joseph had ever chosen her. And really, she had no say-so in that arrangement. When Gabriel, for that is how he introduced himself, told her of God's idea for her, she did sort of wonder how many other young women Gabriel had visited before coming to her house. How many others might have said, no, or this is not a good time, or are you kidding me? Before he ended up in her backyard. She had some hesitation. She felt really afraid as she had ever felt for a few minutes. But as she thought about what the angel was saying, and as she fully took in that there even was an angel there in the middle of her ordinary, even tedious day, she felt her heart swell there, and she could hear the blood pounding in her ears, and she felt a little sick to her stomach, all at the same time that she knew that for her, there was only one answer. Yes, she said. Yes to God. Yes to now. Yes to this crazy unknown thing. Yes to pushing past the rules and the norms of what people expect from me. Yes to being who God has called me to be. Yes to being free. God has said yes to me. How can I not say yes to God? As she jogged along, worries and doubts began to creep into her happiness. Her own practical voice, "What have I done?" started nagging, and Joseph's face swam into her mind. The challenges that lay ahead were daunting. Her feet slowed down a little bit. Then the face of that angel filled her mind, and she heard as clear as if the angel Gabriel was still with her, "Don't worry about Joseph. Can't a God who has done this with you know how to be with Joseph too?" And the minute that she and Elizabeth met, she knew that it was right and good, and the whole memory of the angel Gabriel was really a memory of the most precious love she had ever felt in her whole life. Elizabeth's joy met her own joy, and all Mary could do was open her mouth and sing praises to God. God who had sought her and found her and knew her down to her very bones. God who was going to show the world who God was through this child that had just barely started growing. God who was causing an earth and heaven-shattering miracle to happen with her help, how can she keep from singing? God, in God's freedom, knew just who to invite to do the work of partnering with God in the creation of the Christ. God is free, and no one at no time can predict how God will do what God will do. In God's freedom, God chooses us to be God's partners, to be God's hands and feet and eyes and ears and God's heart in the world. God, in God's freedom, saw this utterly ordinary young woman, a nobody from nowhere, known only to her parents and her neighbors and to Joseph, and God opened her heart and mind to the possibilities of love and miracles that lay before her. In our freedom, we can say yes to God, and we can say no. Perhaps no is more practical, smarter, the safer thing to say. For indeed, by saying yes to God, Mary did not sign on to a life of ease. The journey ahead for her was difficult, full of heartbreak, and impossible to predict. Saying yes to God's yes means that we have to have the strongest faith that we can muster, that it is, in fact, God's voice that we're hearing, and not our own voice, and not our own ego, and not the seductive voice of not God, but evil. When we hear God calling us, it's important to check out what we're hearing with the Elizabeths in our life. The trusted ones, the wise ones, the ones that we know will always tell us the truth. God finds us where we are, but God does not leave us there. Our yes to God's yes immerses us fully in the life that God has created us to live, a life with purpose and meaning and intent. Reality, bumps and bruises and regrets and sadnesses, ups and downs and joys and mistakes, all of that is part of being human. Saying yes to God does not remove us from our humanity, but our yes to God opens up a door into God's dream of the way our world was created to be. God has said yes to us. How can we not say yes to God? Amen.